I'm Miss Community Clovia, and I'm continuing my series of The Real Deal from Capitol Hill. And joining me on the show, representing Virginia and the U.S. House of Representatives, Congressman Bobby Scott. How are you?
Clovia, I'm doing fine. How you doing? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. House Speaker John Boehner championed this proposed bill, Plan B, and it was shot down yesterday.
Well, it wasn't even shot down. They didn't even call it up to get shot down.
Yeah, he conceded. So what is next, Congressman Scott?
Well, at some point, people have got to recognize that we have to use arithmetic to do the budget.
Okay.
And these people talk about revenue is on the table without saying what revenue, and there's too much spending. Well, name the spending. When they start naming the spending that we're spending too much, what they're talking about is Social Security and Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
What they're talking about, last time they cut wasteful spending, they cut $300 million out of embassy security. And then they got the nerve to complain about what happened over in Libya. They're going after food stamps. They're going after community health centers. And this is what they call excess spending, too much money on transportation. I mean, when you go to the airport, the lines aren't long enough. So they're going to cut back on transportation spending.
So what about mental health funding? We need it.
Well, if the Connecticut situation points out that we're not spending enough on mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that when they talk about tax cuts, they don't talk about how you're going to pay for them. Reducing the size of government with unspecified cuts is not a plan. Name the cuts, and then you know what you're talking about. And what it turns out is for dead multimillionaires, somebody that dies and leaves behind more than $3.5 million, $7 million for husband and wife, if you leave behind more than that, then you got to pay taxes. To help those dead multimillionaires and let them get, for husband and wife, $10 million rather than $7 million tax-free, for that extra help for dead multimillionaires, they're going to cut Social Security.
Hmm. So
the amount of money that you save, that you spend helping dead multimillionaires in that little bit, is exactly the same as they're talking about this chained CPI, which a long way of saying they're going to cut your cost of living increase. And if you raise the age of Medicare to 67, you save about $100 and some billion, and that is exactly the same as the estate tax relief. As a matter of fact, if you go back to where the rate was with Clinton at $2 million,
mm-hmm.
still got to be a multimillionaire, $2 million, you could offset the proposed cuts in Social Security and Medicare and have a lot of money left over.
All right.
And so when they start talking about we're spending too much and we need to pass tax cuts at the same time, they need to name specifically. And until they start naming things specifically, you can't draft a bill. When they draft the bill, then it goes south like it did, because when you put numbers on line items, when you start using arithmetic,
mm-hmm.
you can't pass a bill with the direction they're going. Now, what we need to do is, if we just let all the tax cuts expire, over $250,000, under $250,000, and all the Bush tax expire, you have $1.5 trillion more on the table than you need. I mean, you could spend $1.5 trillion in new spending and still meet the goal that was set by the Simpson-Bowles Commission. And so this thing isn't that hard. But if you insist on tax cuts, tell the people how you're going to pay for it. Don't come up and say, well, let's all enjoy the tax cuts and then go home and come back in January.
And then we're wondering who's going to pay for the tax cuts and where we're going to have the cuts.
And it's going to be Social Security and Medicare. And Senator Coker from Tennessee said this on one of the Sunday morning talk shows. He said, what you ought to do is forget about the upper income tax cuts. They're pretty much dead. Let's accept the $3 trillion tax cut for that portion of your income under $250,000. If they do that, then to pay for it, we get to cut Social Security and Medicare. He said they've been trying to cut Social Security and Medicare for years and can't do it. But if they pass these tax cuts, they will finally be able to cut Social Security and Medicare. And even the president's talking about it. If the price for you can't, first of all, you just can't pay for $3 trillion out of the normal spending. You got to go into Social Security. The numbers are just too big. You got to go into Social Security and Medicare in order to provide even the middle class tax cuts. And so if you insist on continuing the middle class tax cuts and think it's going to stop there, you're wrong. You're going to pass the middle class tax cuts. Well, undoubtedly, there'd be a celebration. Look what happens when we all work together.
Then you got to go back to who's going to pay for the tax cuts.
Then you come back in January and February and say, oh, my goodness, we're broke. We got to cut Social Security and Medicare.
Hmm.
And they say, well, I didn't know you were going to do that. Well, you know, what else? You try to find some cuts. And there we'll be cutting Social Security and Medicare because we couldn't figure out the arithmetic, noticing that if they're going to pay for these tax cuts, it's got to come out of Social Security and Medicare, because, I mean, they're going to cut transportation, they're going to cut mental health, they're going to cut embassy security probably again, they're going to cut education.
So you think? I mean, let me just jump in here, Congressman Scott. Even though all of the issues that we're having with these shootings and massacres and assault weapons, they will still consider cutting some mental health funds?
We don't know what the when they talk about reduce the size of government with unspecified cuts.
They don't name
cuts,
it. Okay.
They won't name it.
Okay.
Let me point out something. You know, when the so-called sequester, if we don't do something, if we don't come up with $1 trillion in deficit reduction, then there'll be across the board cuts.
Yeah.
And they're all upset about $50 billion in defense cuts.
Yeah.
Well, if we extend the middle class tax cuts, that $50 billion a year going to defense would pay only one-third. If we cut that defense, $50 billion, you're still looking for $150 billion a year additional cuts. So maybe you can't even do 50 out of defense. The non-defense discretionary spending, the annual appropriated money, non-defense is at the lowest point it's been as a percentage of GDP in 50 years. So we've cut that to the bone already. If you tried to get $50 billion out of that, it'd be another 10% across the board cut. You said mental health, 50% cut. Mm-hmm. 10% cut, not increase. And if you increase something, you got to triple up, cutting more on some others. And there's nothing there. There's not much there to cut. I mean, they're talking about food stamps, Meals on Wheels. They're bragging about they had a spending bill. That spending bill cut Meals on Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're going that deep into the into the budget, you know you're not going to have any money for increases. And so what they have not done and what they cannot do is put numbers on line items to say what they're going to cut. Because when they say reduce the size of government with unspecified cuts, the sequester was $1 trillion. The middle-class tax cuts are $3 trillion. They can't even convince people that $1 trillion in cuts is tolerable, because that's a sequester. And they say, oh, we've got to get rid of the sequester. That's $1 trillion in cuts. You can't even do the first trillion. Just shut up about trying to do $3 trillion in cuts. I mean, just shut up. Or name them.
We can't do it without naming what you want
cut. Let's vote for the tax cuts. Well, how are you going to pay for it? Don't worry about it. We'll get around to that later. Oh, no.
Not going to let that happen. The House is in recess. And are we going to bring this up again before the end of the year? What are we going to do?
Well, the problem is that the Republicans, I think, are figuring out that they can't do a budget that conforms to fundamental principles of arithmetic. They can't do a budget.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they put numbers on line items, everybody runs for cover. And so we expect to come back either around the day after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We just cannot stay out as we go over the cliff. Now, going over the cliff is not as painful as trying to cut some of these deals. If you go over the cliff, you don't cut Medicare. If you go over the cliff, you don't cut Social Security. If you go over the cliff, you don't cut food stamps. And if you go over the cliff, you've got $3 trillion more in deficit reduction than the Simpson-Bowles goal. That would give you enough for to cancel the sequester. That's $1 trillion. Do what they call the Medicare doc fix and AMT, some technical changes. That's about $1 trillion. You can and you still have $1.5 trillion more deficit reduction than the $4 trillion goal that Simpson-Bowles had. So going over the cliff is, and you didn't cut anything, and you did not cut anything, and you got some money on the table you can do with some mental health.
So who really wants to avert going over the fiscal cliff?
People that want to cut Medicare.
Ooh.
People that want to cut Social Security, because that's their suggestion. Now, going over the cliff is an ignorant way to govern. I mean, people ought to be ashamed of themselves if they set up this foolishness, and that's how we actually govern. I mean, it's not good governance. But when you say you shouldn't go over the cliff, that's true. The second question is, what is the alternative? If the alternative is worse, then just strap on your seatbelt. Let's go.
Well, you know, Congressman Bobby Scott, enjoy your holiday. We're going to stay updated. The Real Deal from Capitol Hill, U.S. Congressman Bobby Scott representing Virginia. I thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Clovia. Keep up the good work.